It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today I have some breaking news for you that the last test I've done today on gasoline, Shell is back up again. So now we can go back and use Shell. Okay? Shell gas is back up and running again. Okay, so if you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Lots and lots of people are still driving around at night with no headlights on. That is really dangerous, folks, because the people cannot see you coming, and the ones following you and speeding cannot see your taillights, because with your headlights off, you have no taillights. Okay, so try to remind people, turn on the headlights. It doesn't hurt, and it doesn't take away from your gas mileage. Okay? So, remember, safety is first. There's a lot of people that we're seeing today running on bad tires. The tires are cracked, no threads, and they're pushing it and pushing it. You know, life is precious, folks. Tires is cheap. You can replace a tire, but you cannot replace a life. So, please, remind people, check the tires. If they need replacing, replace them. You don't want to run over somebody and forever in your life remember how you ran over a young child or anybody for that matter. Okay? So, anyway, Hawaii spends $9 billion in Brazil to bring in ethanol. Hawaii can make their own ethanol and keep the $9 billion here in the state. So what's up with this? It's a no-brainer. Oh, anyway, that's how it goes. Oh, forgot to apologize for the delay in coming on the air right away. We had to do a studio change, so, you know. And I think Wanda is going to the wrong studio. She don't know that we changed studios. It's the same station, but different studio. Had technical difficulties in the other studio. So, anyway, that's where it's at. On the Toyotas, the 2011, a lot of the 2011, but all of the 2012s are going to be 100% parts and everything manufactured in Japan. Toyota is taking the first big step and not buying parts or having China make their parts. So you're not going to see defects in the Toyotas from 2012 on. Watch how fast they move up to number one again. Really fast. Okay? So, anyway, check your tire pressures, folks. Very, very important. Check your tire pressures. And it don't hurt to walk around your car and check out your car every now and then to see if you got everything still there, like a headlight. Because people are having a hard time, we're finding people stealing headlights. Imagine that. They're stealing headlights. One guy didn't know his headlight was missing until the policeman told him that you don't have a headlight. So, anyway, Chaz is looking at the teddy bear on the microphone. It's Halloween. I know. It's not Halloween yet, but go to Alamon Shopping Center and you see Christmas decorations up. So what's up with that? You're kind of jumping the gun. So, and anyway, if you're going to have a brake job done, folks, please, by all means, do a first-class, genuine, good brake job. The brakes, you have one chance. You don't have a second. Okay? You run somebody over or hurt your family, there's no second chance. One chance only. Okay? So, do a good brake job. The rest of the stuff like radiator, whatever, anything other than safety, you can cut and go cheap. But brakes, steering, shocks, struts, anything safety related, tires, you know, get the best. You have only one chance. As far as tires go, I recommend certain tires for certain drivers. Okay, like certain drivers, they don't speed, so you know the cheapy tire is okay. But for those that speed, and you know who you are, Wendell Kwan, you need good tires. So, tires is very important. And again, Shell Gas is back up. So, Shell is back in the loop again. And Shell and Tesoro is what I am recommending. Okay? And when will you see politics pushing for ethanol? There's only one politician pushing on or using ethanol, and that's Donna McCardle Kim. Okay, so anyway, you go figure that out. Well, Wanda, what's the trivia? Hello?
Hello. Same one as last week.
And what was that?
In 1930s, a publication listed Honolulu's 20 worst intersections. Which one was rated number one?
Kapalama and King Street.
I don't know. I wasn't here in 1930s.
Oh, that's true. Anyway, our phone number here at the studio is 808-296-5426. We changed number. New studio. Oh, okay. Only for today. Only for today, folks. We are in a different studio because technical difficulties. Our new number here is 808-296-5426. 26. Okay? Now you're getting me all confused here. Okay? So, where are we headed? The worst intersection. King and Kalakaua. You gotta remember, folks, back then in the 1930s, there was only two lanes to the streets. Okay? There was not 4, 3, 6 lanes. It was two lanes. One go, one come, and that's it. Two-way streets. Okay? So you gotta think about that. Where was the worst, number one, dangerous intersection? Okay? Okay, anyway, give us a call if you have a question, a comment, or whatever. 808-296-5426. Okay, so all Wanda can say is call us back and try again. So try, take a guess. But, Atkinson and Kapilani is out. Atkinson and Alawana is out. Kalakaua and Kapilani is out. So, pick from there. Okay? Anyway. What else is new?
Want to go to calls?
Nah.
We have Grace from Nuuanu.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Miss Anita. when a person parks an automobile and turns off the ignition, why is there a smell of sulfur coming from the exhaust?
Well, because either you have bad injectors that are going to give you problems, mm-hmm. or do you have a check engine light on?
No.
Okay. Most of the time is from injectors needing cleaning.
So it's the service people that should have checked those things. Or are we supposed to be aware of the fact that, oh, the ejector is not working, so they smell?
No. The consumer and the car owner is not a mechanic, so you could recommend to the service person that it has a smell on the exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't try to diagnose it to the mechanic, because then you're going to pay for something that wasn't there.
Does an ejector needs to be replaced, or is it something one cleans, or what?
It can be cleaned in most cases, mm-hmm. and if you're going to replace it, it's going to be an arm, leg, and a little more.
Oh.
So you'd rather clean it.
Okay. Thank you very
okay.
much. Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. First, what did you say about Shell and
Shell is back up in number one again.
Oh, okay.
Just tested again this morning.
So, Tesoro is, what's the difference in the ethanol?
Tesoro is good too. And both of them have 6% ethanol.
So what makes Shell better? You both have 6%.
The V-Power.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, you know what V-Power stands for?
No.
Victory.
V, oh, really?
No, I'm just joking.
I thought maybe Vroom Power or something.
Okay, could be, that too.
And I want to try to guess. I hope it's Baratania and P.E. Koi.
Call us back and try again.
Barbara. Is she still there?
Yes.
Oh, call us back and try again.
I'll call you back for my second answer.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
She said she's going to donate the prize if she wins to Wendell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Ski.
Hello, George. Oh, boy, I tell you, I've been thinking about this. I can't sleep nights. Somebody mentioned Mauna Kea the other day. Yeah, I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's an old-time street. So how's about for my last pick, Mauna Kea and Hotel?
Is that your final answer?
For today.
For today, okay. Call us back and try again.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, Barbara calling back again for her second answer.
Oh, I didn't hear. What did the guy just say?
Uh-uh. We can't tell you that. What's your answer?
What? I thought maybe it was the same as mine, but I don't know. Because I just turned off the radio, but Queen and Richards?
Call us back and try again.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, so give us a call at the new number is 296-5426. We're in a different studio, same station, different studio, different equipment.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Bob, so good to see you in the new studio. I guess you're moving up in the world.
No, Bob, we're moving down.
We're moving down.
The anyway. Problem we're getting is this teddy bear keeps turning everything off. He's hanging on my mic over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the mic's breaking up a little bit now and then, but I'm sure you'll fix it as it goes along. Anyway, let me get to my point. You know, you were talking about ethanol, how hard it is to bring it to Hawaii.
Right.
Well, you know, I follow the news. So the other day, and I'm reading this now, September 29th, 2011, Hawaii PUC denies HECO Aina Koa Pono application to use the bio, you know, they were going to grow the biodiesel from algae.
Right.
They said it was too expensive. And then people can read it, so I'm not going to bore you with all that. Then, on September 30th, which, for those of you that don't know, is the next day, Hawaii Electric agrees to buy algae-based biofuel from Ohio-based company.
Okay.
Don't you see what you were saying? They could get it from Hawaii? No, we don't want to get it from Hawaii. We're going to get it from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, okay. To me, it was like, come on. You know, we got no jobs. You don't want to bring no money into the state. You're complaining about the gas because you got to send the money out of the state. And then when you try to do something in the state, oh, we can't do it.
That's right.
So, okay, well, I'll just leave it at that. People can call in and comment on it. I don't know. But anyway, it's a gorgeous day. It's October already, so start figuring out what you're going to send Rolling Bob for Christmas. And,
mm-hmm.
And on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, we have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi. I had an answer for a trivia.
Okay.
King and River Street.
I can try again.
Okay, so the prize, folks, is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center, and it's a good prize. And trust me, it is a very good prize. Crestec Cleaning Center has the Degreaser 2000, AMS oil, and all that other good stuff. Go check them out. They moved to a new location on Kapi'olani Boulevard, just two doors towards Waikiki from McKinley Car Wash. Okay, so go check him out. A bigger, nicer place, more parking. Okay, so silicone spray. I recommend spraying everything, rubber, plastic, and if you don't know what it is, under the hood, spray everything under the hood with silicone. Okay, I've come across a few people with cracked radiators, the plastic radiators, and claim that they didn't hear me say spray silicone on everything plastic and rubber. You want to save money? Spray it. If not, it's not going to last, folks. Okay? So, put some work into it and spray it. Okay? Anyway. I play a PSA every week at the bottom of the hour, and it's called I Went to a Farty Mom. is to try to cut down on drunk drivers. Okay? Please don't drive if you're drinking. Get somebody else to do it. Or park on the side and go sleep. Okay? So, who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Anaheim.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
I got some goodies for you.
Okay.
I found, you know, one of these inserts in one of the newspapers. I'm not going to say the name, George. It's an auto parts store, but since they don't sponsor the show, I'm not going to give them credit. But they're advertising one product called Lucas Ethanol. You know, like
okay.
Yeah, George, it's in, you know, like all the other, about a quarter of a pint or a half a pint, you know, of all that other fuel additive kind of product.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one thing, you know. And when I called them, and holy cow, the service sucks down there when you try to call. Anyway, after about three calls of being put on hold forever, they finally came back, and I said, so what is it? Is it an additive, an injector cleaner? It's both. Well, then what? How much ethanol does it have? Oh, we don't know. Okay, that was one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing was, I was wondering what you thought about Autolite XP Iridium spark plugs.
The best.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, boy, and I tell you, the price is the best, too, yeah?
You get what you pay for, Rob.
Yeah, baby. I mean, you know, George, I was thinking, man, if George likes them, then I'm on it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay.
That good thing about it, it retains the same performance from brand new to the last day you take it out.
Oh, great. That's good info for everybody to know about that one.
Mm-hmm. We've done several tests, and like you know, we test before we say. Everything is tested.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
No?
Thanks, George.
Oh, Rob.
Yeah.
I have somebody very interested in your 57 Thunderbird.
You want... should I call you at work or what should
yeah.
I do?
Call me at work. I have the number there.
Okay.
And I'll give you the number. You can call him and work the deal.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. You have to turn on your mic.
Okay, we have Kazuo from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Kazuo.
Hi. I want to try the trivia.
Okay, good luck.
Fourth and King Street.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, give us a call at area code 808-296-5426. It's a new number. We're in a different studio because of technical difficulties. And, you know, you hear it on the mic. It's kind of static, but better on the air than not on the air. So give us a call if you have any questions, want to know about your car, or whatever. Okay? And, again, on the streets, whoever knows the mayor, whoever is responsible for the streets, I've been doing a lot of testing, and again, I won't say it unless I test. And the cars, if you have to stop in an emergency, will not stop on potholes. It's a no-brainer, folks. Okay? And it can cause a car to spin out. If you're trying to brake real hard on a bad road like potholes. Okay? So we need to get that safety feature fixed on our streets before somebody get killed. Okay, who's next?
We have Tim from Kaimuki.
Kim?
Tim.
Hey,
Tim.
Hey,
hey, Tim.
How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I've got a problem with my truck. My carburetor, starving. The gas is starving going through the carburetor. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
What kind of truck?
Nissan. The one I bring down to your shop.
Okay. What kind of gas are you using?
The Super.
Okay. You know you can use Shell now.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of problem? I mean, is it from a dead stop?
When I'm driving, getting to the 20-mile zone, yeah. 20-mile-an-hour zone, it starts to bog. The gas is starting going.
Did you check the fuel filter?
Yeah. I checked the fuel filter. The filter is fine.
Okay. Did you check volume? How much fuel is coming up?
Up to the filter?
You know, up to the engine.
No.
You check the volume. Because your fuel pump might be old age and time for senior care.
Okay, where is it located, the fuel pump, if I have to change it?
In the fuel tank.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
that's
so
all
you
I wanted to know.
Check the fuel volume first.
Fuel volume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Fuel volume. Okay. And in order for me to do that, what would I have to do?
Disconnect the line going to the disconnect the line going to the fuel filter.
Okay.
Then put a can cup or you might have to put a rubber hose onto that so you can direct the fuel into a can or a cup.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
That's it. Okay. Then it'll tell you. And if you got good volume, then it could be your spark plugs or something like that.
The spark plugs, okay. The trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys get an answer?
No, we're still waiting.
Okay, and Atkinson and Kapilani.
I shared that already.
Oh, yeah. I just went on the radio that night.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, we have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mita-san. I have a question. My little friend has, let's see, in her gasoline tank, at least about half or maybe a little over half, that she can put in ethanol?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll bring her down.
Don't speed.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay. So, anyway, we're at the new studio, and our number is 296-5426. Okay? It's 5426. Sorry about that, but technical difficulty. So, you're out to go to a nice dinner. Nice place to go is the Chart House. Chart House is beautiful, quiet, nice price, but best of all, food. Very good food. Chart House located right next to the Ilikai. If you're off to the Big Island, then I would recommend staying at the Nanilo Hotel. Beautiful. Go check it out. Really nice. Okay? Anyway, just a recommendation. Okay, who's on the air? On the phone.
We have Bob from Pro City.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, George. One question.
Okay.
This old fat no can see the oil dipstick, you know, the clean oil on the dipstick. Can I see the level? What do you recommend?
Put on the light.
I put light in the sun, any kind of, you recommend putting little some kind of paint on them? No.
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 If you have that bad vision, you're not supposed to be driving.
No, it's hard to tell, you know.
I know. You might run somebody over.
Yeah, the dipstick too shiny, they make them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Only thing I would recommend is slide a napkin down the dipstick.
Okay.
And as soon as the napkin comes wet, then you know where the oil is.
You can see the level, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll go try that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
All right. I think he needs senior bus pass.
Nah, he's okay. We have Harry from Kiamoku.
Hi, Harry.
How's it going there, George?
Okay.
I got brake problem. When I'm coming to a slow stop, a brake squeak like a banshee out of hell.
Okay.
Somebody went greased something over there and went away for a while, but then it came back again.
What kind of car?
92 Camry.
92 Camry.
Yeah.
Not common. Did you do a brake job recently?
A couple years ago.
What kind of brake job did you do?
Well, according to the guys that did the brake job, they said they changed the pads, and the hardware.
Hardware?
The road, well, the springs or whatever, they said had to be changed. You know, you take them to these brake shops to give you off any excuses.
And what else did they do?
Cut the rotor.
Wrong already. Okay. You do not cut rotors on any car after 1978. No cutting of rotors. It is not recommended, and this is a recommendation not only from me, but from all the manufacturers. So if yes, sir, if you had cut, if they had cut the rotors, then you better put new rotors on that car.
Oh, God.
That's what they're going to say if you run somebody over.
Oh, man. Why they not tell you this before they do something like that?
Because not everybody knowledgeable as what's happening.
Oh, man. Good thing we get your show. Mm-hmm. Now all we got to do is rally all the people to bring ethanol into Hawaii. Then we'd be all
right. Yes, right.
Well, what's wrong with cutting the rotors?
See, the rotors from 1978 on up has been manufactured thin. Way thinner than the original counterparts. Anyway, because it's so thin, it's just barely borderline being safe. So once you cut it, it becomes what we call consider unsafe. Okay.
So you gotta spend more money and buy a new rotor then.
You got it.
All right, George. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467.
Are you on the air?
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are. Okay, how about we go into calls? We have Ed from Kaimuki.
Hi, Ed.
Ed.
Hello. Ed.
Ed. Okay, let's go to Lynn from Pearl City.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I want to take a guess.
Okay.
I want to say King and Kapi'olani.
King and Kapi'olani.
Let's back and try again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi.
King and Kapi'olani. Where is that? Oh, that's okay, by City Hall. Okay. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5426. Okay? If you have any questions, comments, whatever. We don't exactly go by the playbook. Okay? So, anyway, we're at a different studio temporarily. That's why the number is different. And we have a little technical difficulties, but please bear with us. It's better on the air, part-time, than no time. Okay? So, anyway, spray your belts with silicone, hoses, and everything under the hood with silicone. And it will last for a long, long time. And big, big savings. But don't inhale the silicone. You don't want to preserve your face. Okay? It doesn't preserve the face. Only the rubber and plastic parts. Okay? And tests I've just done this week. Shell is back up again. The V-Power. Okay? And the Tesoro is still the same. Okay, who's next?
We have Mike from Pro City.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, George. What's the life of us? Spark plug wires, distributor, caps, and router.
It depends on the brand you got. What kind of brand?
I don't know. But some cars now, they said it's good for 100,000 miles. Is that true?
No way. No way.
No way.
It'll run, but if you test its energy coming out on the end where it goes to the spark plug, the energy coming out gets weaker and weaker and weaker.
As the car gets older?
Yeah. As the mileage you put on?
Yeah.
It gets weaker. That's why it's highly recommended to change at 50,000 miles all the wires and cap rotor and whatever.
So when you do tune-up...
You change it.
Oh, okay. It's 50,000 miles.
Yeah, but on a lot of the new cars, there's no spark plug wires anymore. They have an ignition coil stuck right onto the spark plug. And
how does electric travel to the...
They have the wires going to it. But that's a different animal again by itself, because... Those so-called igniters that are stuck onto the spark plug, they weaken as life get on. So it's like spark plug wires, but they cost 10 times the amount of spark plug wires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to try that, Tracy.
Okay.
Tell them the one.
You got to turn your mic on.
Hotel
and Nuanu. Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha, George.
Aloha.
Okay. We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Again?
Yeah, because I have to give Wendell this prize.
Oh, boy.
But I don't know if I'm getting right, but that's okay. I'll try. But before that, you know the silicone, if you're going to spray it right without taking off the hoses, then... Silicone goes on other things. That's okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just don't breathe it.
Huh?
Don't breathe it.
And how fast can you use the car after you put the silicone on?
As fast as you can close the hood and jump in the car.
Oh, okay. Is it King and Mililani? I heard some King Street intersections, but I wasn't really listening those times, but...
Call us back and try again. Okay?
I didn't hear Wanda's voice.
I said, okay. Call us back and try again.
She had the mic off.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.
Oh, boy. Some people gotta go senior care home already. I tell you. What are you gonna do? Anyway, good place to have dinner, folks, is the Trot House. Excellent food, excellent price, and most of all, the scenery is awesome. Trot House, located right next to the Ili Kai Hotel. Beautiful place. Go check it out. Okay? Okay, who's next?
Barbara said she's going to try again. She's determined to win this for Wendell.
Oh, Wendell. Are you listening, Wendell? You have an admirer.
Well, without leaders helping George, what are we going to do?
Mm.
We're going to show appreciation.
Okay.
Barbara, Wendell said you keep this prize if you win, and he wants your other prize.
Yeah, but the other one didn't come yet.
It's coming.
Okay, I know. New one went school.
You call, go back to school.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, I tell you. I can see Wendell now. He's going crazy over there. Anyway. This is a little off the subject, but, you know, if the state used up the hurricane insurance, and this year you notice there's a lot of hurricanes around, what if one hits Hawaii? What then? Where do we get the hurricane insurance money from? Anyway, just a thought, folks, okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5426. Oh, throwing me all off over here, these new phone numbers. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Barbara from Waipahu.
This is my last guest for today. Otherwise, I have to do more homework.
I think so. Good thing we're up on the second floor.
Kapiolani Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. That's the last of her. Okay, 808. 296-5467. Okay? So, anyway, you know, folks, I always say at the end of the show that this is Hawaii and we need to learn to take care of each other. Look around, folks. More and more today, everybody is for themselves and nobody else. Is this how Hawaii is supposed to be? This is not. I mean, we have my classmates that moved away to the mainland and they're trying to spread the aloha spirit. But yet, people, I don't know. They don't move with that. They're with me, myself, and nobody else. Anyway, who's next on the phone?
We have Edwin from Kaneohe.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay.
Okay, the answer is Hotel and Bishop.
Okay.
Call us back and try again.
Thank you.
Okay.
We have John from IEA.
Hey, John.
Hi, George. I want to say Lilia and King.
Mm-mm.
Call us back and try again.
See?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5426. The price for the trivia is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has moved. They're on Kapi'olani Boulevard, two doors Waikiki from McKinley Car Wash. Beautiful, big, big store.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have John from downtown.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it? I think that is Kalakaua and Kapilani, or Kalakaua, I mean, Kapilani and Atkinson was one of those two.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So what's the answer?
Somebody has to take a guess and get it.
Oh.
Remember, 1930s. I don't know what the roadway was like during that time.
Well, it's very small, narrow, and two lanes. One go, one come.
Well, but they still got in accidents. So.
Because there was no traffic lights.
But then hardly had any cars.
But there was no traffic lights.
Okay.
So people didn't know whether to stop or go.
Yeah, they had stop signs.
No stop signs.
No stop signs.
1930?
Okay, bad brakes too, I guess.
Sure. Those old cars don't stop on a dime and give you 9 cents change. They keep it rolling. Because you got to remember, those days, top speed was 35 miles an hour. So it's not too fast that you're going. But they didn't say that people died there at the intersection. They just said it's the worst intersection out of 20, 10. How many?
Out of 20.
Okay, see?
20. So. They had 20 worst intersections. So all of you may be naming one of the 20 worst, but not the number one.
Yeah, they were all worse because there was no stop sign and stoplights.
Well, I guess at this one particular place, they had the most accidents.
Yeah.
So we have Lynn from Pearl City.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello. Back again. Is it Kane Hall Road and Cam Highway? Or Mauna Loa and Cam Highway?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't think there was a Mauna Loa Highway at that time.
I don't know. Okay, we have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George, I got a question. What is a good shock for a pickup truck to get? It's getting really bad right now. What do you recommend?
What kind of pickup truck?
Mazda B4094.
Okay. What do you do with the truck?
Basically, a haul. Produce and whatnot.
Okay, the good shock that I would recommend is the KYB gas adjust.
Uh-huh.
Because for one, it's a lifetime warranty.
Right. Where can I get those anyway?
From the parts store.
Oh, okay. And then Napa would have too, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And another thing, I had my truck, the bushes changed recently, so because it was acting up because of front end or whatever, so they fixed that. I took it to Goodyear and whatnot. The bushes, what, they normally be changed after so many years, right?
Not if you're using silicone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they last indefinite.
Mm-hmm. And you said something about spraying silicone on the engine and inside the plastic and whatnot.
Yeah.
What about LPS and all that kind of stuff?
No.
Silicone.
Yep.
Okay, protects even when it gets heavy rain and all that kind of stuff.
Well, silicone is your natural plastic and rubber preservative.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's why you put it on to preserve the rubber and plastics.
Okay. All right, and distribute a cap and all that.
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay, George, you have okay. a good one.
Okay, aloha.
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Ski again?
Oh, sorry, George. I get so wound up into this trivia thing.
Said he won't be able to sleep if he doesn't get it.
too bad.
How about one more choice?
That's your last one.
Yes, for today.
For today.
South Street and Kapi'olani.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, boy. That's such an old street corner, too. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Jerry from Waipio.
Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Is it Nimitz and Sand Island?
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think there was a Sand Island in 1930. Was there?
I have no idea.
Hmm. I don't think so. I think that was made just like, what you call that, Magic Island, a landfill. But anyway, who knows? Anyway, you can give us a call at 808-296-5426. And again, Shell Gas is up number one again. They're way up on quality, and I recommend it, the V-Power. Okay? Also, Tesoro is still there, the same place. Okay? So, anyway, check your tire pressure, folks. Spray silicone. And most of all, check the thread on the tires. No, get lazy. Look underneath and see the threads. Okay? Too many people are pushing it. And, you know, because the economy is bad and rough, times are rough, either don't drive or get tires, one or the other. Okay? Who's next on the telephone?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. Just want to take one shot at this trivia. Figuring back in the 30s, so King and River Street.
King and River Street. Call us back and try again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, aloha. Okay, folks, you got to remember, back in the 30s, there was no stop signs, no traffic lights, and the lanes were only two lanes and not four and six and whatever. Just two lanes, one go and one come. That's it. Because there weren't that many cars. Okay? And the cars back then couldn't stop on a dime and give you 9 cents change.
Okay, we have Alex from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Alex.
Oh, hi.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Want to guess at the trivia?
Okay, that's Waiakamilo and Dillingham.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Okay, so anyway, check everything on your cars, folks. You hear noises, have it checked and fixed, because it could be wheel bearings coming apart. The old days, wheel bearings wouldn't fall apart. But today, because of China, the wheel bearings fall apart. Okay? And the wheels come flying off the car. So, be careful. If you hear a clunking noise or a rubbing sound, have it checked out. Don't try to be a mechanic and say, I think it's the right front wheel bearing. Have it checked out, because it could be tire. Okay? So, who's on the air?
We have Vicky from Honolulu.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi. My answer is Smith and Baritania.
Who?
Smith and Baritania. Call us back and try again.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, we have Harold from Kalihi, I think he said.
Hi, Harold.
Okay, I'll try that trivia, George.
What's that?
I'll try that trivia.
Okay.
Merchant and Bishop.
Call us back and try again.
Okay, George, on silicone.
Mm-hmm.
What brand of silicone spray?
Amsoil makes a good one. And they're pretty much all the same, but I would recommend go get some Amsoil.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Okay. So, we had a guy come in the other day. He says he's an avid Hawaiian Automotive 101 listener. His radiator was cracked and no silicone on the radiator. So I asked him, do you use silicone? He said he never heard it. If he's an avid listener, he should have heard it. So then I asked him what gas he's using. He said, well, he's using 76 Union. I said, is that what I recommended? So, I don't know. Everybody said they listen, but are they listening?
What grade did he say he was using?
The bottom.
87?
That's no lower than that.
Did you say you were to use 87?
That's right. So, I don't know, folks. You tell me. Should I just give up and forget it already? How many people really listen? You know, am I wasting money just trying to entertain people? Or what? What's up with that? I'd like to hear it. 296-5467. Okay? So...
5426.
Oh, 26, yeah. 26, okay. Sorry about that. We're in a different studio, so.
Just for today.
Here, you hope. Hopefully. We expected you to walk to the other side of the studio.
Yeah, but when I walked, I looked straight ahead. I'm like, ooh, what you guys doing in here?
Yeah, we're recording. Okay, so anyway. I don't recommend buying used cars at this time because you think about it, folks. If you had a perfectly good running car, would you sell it? Well, Rob is selling his 57 Thunderbird, and that is a perfect running car. It even looks perfect. Go check it out. If you want his number, you give me a call at my office, and I will give you his number to call. Okay? Who's next?
We have Wayne from Kaneohe.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. Is this down by Castle Hospital, that junction, that, what's called that, Castle Junction?
With SRN News, I'm